Yeah, I'm starting to get a little comfortable back there, but starting to pick up the defense a little more. But still, I'm still learning and trying my best to learn as quickly as I can.
It's a lot all at once, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a lot. Oh yeah, I'm way further than rookie minicamp, because rookie minicamp we probably put in about, I say, 3 to 5 plays, to whereas now we put like almost a whole OTA playbook in, so I'm way further than rookie camp.
Morgan, how do you feel? How valuable have been getting reps with the first unit been? I mean, the whole time you're working with the first defense, has that been pretty valuable for you?
Oh yeah, that helps out a lot, because that's just repetition of the plays, and it helps you out mentally. And just understanding your reads and your check and your responsibility.
Does it help at all being around guys that are all on the same page? I mean, you know, most of the guys you're playing with are veterans.
Yeah, that helps out a lot, because, you know, if you have a question right there on the spot, you got a vet beside it that can shoot you an answer real quick or get you lined up where you're supposed to be.
This whole thing with Atari Bigby, I'm sure you're aware of it and stuff like that, but he's not here. Do you think about that at all? Do you worry about it? I mean, how does that whole situation hit you?
My main focus right now is just picking up the plays in the playbook and understanding my checks, my reads, and just try to get with the program as quickly as I can. That's the only thing I can focus on.
Was it nice to see Charles Woodson walk out there on the field? So maybe you looked up and watched when you were a kid growing up?
Oh, yeah, that was nice. So when he's out there, you got to make sure you know your checks and your reads. So that makes you stand your playbook extra hard at night.
Is he one of the guys, have you got a chance to talk to him or have any conversation with him so far out there on practice?
Just very briefly on the sideline at times. Just ask me questions like, do I have any question about the plays or am I understanding the plays and stuff like that? Just real brief.
Do you get a little nervous when you say, Charles, what do I do on this play?
Sometimes you do, but you got to keep your composure out there.
So there's obviously the work you do here. What else can you do? Obviously, you read the playbook and maybe a bunch of film, I assume, that you watch all night, or is it not
At night, because we only can take our playbook home with us, so really that's the only thing we can do is just get in the playbook. So first you got to understand your plays where you can really just watch film and understand what's going on the film. But Coach Perry does a great job with us and sits down with us extra time and helps us watch film and helps us break film down.
Is that coming pretty naturally? Is it a lot fairly similar to what you do in college?
Yeah, it's similar, but it's way different than college, though, so you can't really compare the two.
Have you developed like a daily routine and kind of
assimilated
yourself here?
Oh, yeah, just wake up and just football. Don't worry about class or nothing. Just football all day. it varies from basically all the veteran DBs, from Nick Collins to Charlie Pepper, Derek Martin. They're just all the DBs, and anyone that's willing to help you ask questions, and then whoever's willing to help you, that's helpful for me.
Explain to us, man, how much daily do you spend in a playbook? I mean, because you said you've been doing a lot. How much actual time do you spend in the playbook?
You come in over here, so we're going over our plays. So in the playbook here, when we go home to the hotel, like right now we're done, so get to the hotel, I might take a little nap, get up, eat, and then after that I'm in the playbook. And I got other guys like Sam Shields and Anthony Levine, so we'll quiz each other and just help each other out and study together.